Hey there, and welcome to the Record Skips Podcast.
A podcast to remember.
So, pretty much this is a music podcast, you know, talking about how me and Abigail LaFramboise.
I hated that so much. Please never do that again.
Got into music together. So I want to hear your perspective. How did we meet, Abby?
Okay. Literally my first impression of you, I literally don't remember what class it was, but you had those stupid red glasses on. The little like round ones. And you like turned your camera on and I was like, this man thinks he's too cool for school if he's gonna fool around like that on the first day of Zoom class. So initially I was like, I don't feel like we're gonna vibe. Like, I don't think I'm ever gonna talk to this man. So that first impressions, that's it.
So I remember when Dan Mellon added you to like the CKDJ student Facebook group, and I saw your profile picture. And I was just like, oh my God, this chick looks like she's 18 turning 12. I was literally like, this girl's going to be super annoying and is probably going to try really hard to be my friend because I have a nose ring.
Okay, I would just like to tell the audience I am 25. I just look very young.
So I just remember being like, all right, whatever. And then classes started and you like never spoke. And I was like, I just remember one day being like, this girl's also totally dead inside. And I don't remember what I first messaged you about, but I was like, does this also bother you? And you were just like, yes, holy shit. And like, talk to me for like 10 minutes about how much you hated whatever it was. And then you tweeted about me. You subtweeted about me.
Okay, to be fair, I didn't think you were ever going to see that because I didn't know you were on Twitter. And then 5 months later.
Not only did you subtweet me, this girl then like 6 months later tagged me in a retweet of it being like, hey, Kellen, remember when I thought you were cool? And I was like, no.
Yeah, that opinion changed real quick. Don't worry about that. But
I would like for the people at home, I would like you to just remind everybody that you thought I was too cool to talk to at first.
Yeah, okay, that did happen. And that, okay, but that goes with...
No, I would like you to say
no,
it.
No, okay, let me explain. That goes with the fact that first day of Zoom class, you're wearing these stupid glasses. So I'm like, this boy is not taking this class seriously. So I assumed you were one of those, like, back of the bus, back in the classroom, doesn't pay attention, kids. And, like, I don't...
The peanut gallery.
I don't vibe with that. Like, that's... I was always like, good marks, do my homework. So I'm like, no. So, like, I just kind of thought you were, like, one of those, like, cool kids and weren't going to be, like, my type of dude. And then the same things piss us off. And we bonded on that and literally have not gone a day without talking since. So,
correct.
Turns out you're not too cool. Sorry.
What got us started talking about music? Do you remember?
No, but I want to.
Was it just my standard, like, I like music, please let me talk about it with you?
Like, maybe, but I also kind of want to say that, like, I posted a song on Instagram or something and you were like, aha, hello, this do slap though. Can we talk about it?
Aha.
And I feel like maybe, I don't know. But I like maybe something like that. That was so long ago. If you think I have the brain capacity to remember that interaction, you are mistaken.
I would just like to say, for those of you listening, I found the tweet.
No.
And Abby just said, finally found the person in my program that I can talk with all day, and what a relief, emojis. I am so cool.
I hate it here.
So yeah, basically here's what I thought would happen when we started talking about music. I would go, I like indie rock music, and Abby would go, ew. And then instead what happened was I went, I like indie rock music, and Abby went, oh, what the f***? Disgusting. Okay, here's heavy music. Listen to it. Thank you.
Okay, that's not what happened.
That's absolutely what happened.
No, yes, I shared what I liked with you because it wasn't the same thing as what you liked, but I didn't really know what was classified as indie rock. Like, boy, I don't know. So, like, I feel like I asked you for, like, songs. Or, like, you, me, and Eli were talking. We each sent, like, 3 songs that we liked or something.
Shout out to Eli.
And I didn't like any of yours. I'm very sorry.
This woman lied to me for months about, like, yeah, this isn't bad. And I was like, okay, like, cool, I'll show you more. All you had to say was, this isn't for me. And I would have been like, okay, I'll stop. But no.
I'm sorry. I wanted you to like me and be my friend. I wasn't about to share my opinions that absolutely did not agree with yours, like, on day one. You gotta be nice. And, you know, what if we didn't become friends and I had said all those mean things and then you would just think bad things about me forever?
I already do.
But, okay, now that we're close, I feel like we can be honest. And, honestly, don't love your music suggestions. And that's okay, because you like mine. And that's all that really matters in the end.
That's not true. You've like, mildly liked, like, 2 songs.
Okay, let me put it this way. I've never made it through an entire 3-minute song.
Neither have I.
Just in your life, ever. Never made it through a 3-minute song.
Ever. Never.
No, but that's
never
not true.
Once. If the song is 3 minutes long, I purposely stop at 2 minutes, 59 seconds.
What you're saying is not true, because I know for a fact that you've, like, saved songs into your Spotify. And you have then shared...
Yeah, but, like,
I didn't listen to the whole song when
I did so.
You have shared said songs on your Instagram stories many times, which leads me to believe that you're sitting there in your bedroom at 2 a.m. vibing to these songs, and you're like, Instagram needs to know about this banger. You're going to tell
me... Joke's on you. Joke's on you, okay? I listen to your music at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 2 a.m. is sad music time, okay?
But here's the... Don't act like you haven't posted Carry On by Parkway Drive on your story at least 3 times. You can't tell me that.
Yeah, like 2 in the afternoon.
It's good working music while you're working on assignments. So about the music. I would like to know your least favorite song I've ever showed you and your favorite.
I don't remember what my least favorite you've shown me is. Because
you just blocked it from your mind.
Yeah, I've just blocked it from my mind. I will say, upon, like, listening back to them, I find the one artist that I've saved that you've shown me that I always skip, or if I try to listen to him, like, this f-ing sucks, is Fever 333.
Do you know what's really funny about that, though? When I first showed them to you, you were like, yeah, this is so punk. Like, this is so similar to punk.
I was really into them when you first showed them to me, because I was very in, like, an angry punk phase. Like, I always kind of am. But I was listening to, like, a lot of, like, Black Flag and, like, Rage Against the Machine. So I was like, this fits. And now that I'm more back to listening to, like, my...
Sad Boy Hours.
1980s... indie rock shit. Like, I listen to a lot of Hers now. I'm kind of like, wow, this stinks.
Damn, okay.
So, like, Fever 333 doesn't sit well with me anymore.
To be fair, I feel like you were a very angry person when I showed you them initially, so this kind of checks out.
I used to be much angrier. Now I just have found inner peace.
This do be adding up.
And I'd say my favorite probably either Carry On by Parkway Drive, or I really like the Bill Murray and whoever the other guy is cover of Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. That slaps. That slaps. And I would just like to state for the record, I have tried very hard to find music that you like. I've recommended MCR. I've recommended, is it August Burns Red?
I will say, I think that My Chemical Romance song is the only song you've sent me that I've listened to from beginning to end. But I did not save it. So do with that what you will.
I guess we should talk about, how did you get into, like, heavy music?
I feel like everybody who is into heavy music as an adult started on, like, Fall Out Boy, Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, all that kind of stuff. So always like them. And then in, like, the 7th or 8th grade, I literally don't know what happened. And I don't know if you remember them. But you know who Brokenside is? It's, like, awful doo-doo garbage.
Band to ever grace God's green earth.
Like, okay, it's so bad. Like, I listened to it as a joke a few days ago and was like, was I okay? And probably not. But I just remember being, like, in elementary school with, like, my iPod Nano with it on, like, full blast because I thought if people could hear that, like, hardcore music through my headphones, they'd think I was cool. They didn't. and then I moved on from that to liking rap for some reason. And then in high school, I made two friends and they were both guys who were kind of showing me the same songs by like Sleeping with Sirens, Of Mice and Men, A Day to Remember. And I really liked it. But yeah, so it was like these two friends that I made in high school who were kind of showing me the same stuff. And then from there, I was way too lazy to find my own music. So I wouldn't really listen. I would listen to the same songs over and over again until they recommended me something new. And then Spotify happened and it became way easier to discover music. And yeah, it's only been up from there.
Okay, well, that wasn't interesting at all.
Okay.
Yeah, and I will admit, I got into heavy music thanks to, like, you and, like, my cousin Owen has shown me a lot of music. But I feel like, and this is kind of just set up for future episodes, I feel like it's hardest to get into, like, the harder aspects of music. Because, quote-unquote, hardcore music is such, like, a broad term for anything that, like, a 47-year-old single mother of three doesn't like.
Yeah.
So, what would your advice be to someone, like, looking to get into, like, the hardcore scene?
I guess what I'll say first is there's a lot of, like, gatekeepers and people who are super adamant that, like, hardcore music or, like, heavy music or, like, there's so many, like, little tiny itty-bitty categories, like, post-hardcore, metalcore, deathcore, like, there's so much. When we say, like, heavy music or hardcore music, it, like, pop punk to, like, screaming to the point that you literally need to Google the lyrics. Like,
to we're just put it into perspective for someone listening at home who maybe has no idea, it's like hardcore music is anything from like early Fall Out Boy to like Slayer to like August Burns Red.
Yeah, like we're not music experts. We just like it. So we're not about to get into like, well, this is classified as this. And if you're somebody just getting into it, you're gonna run into a lot of people who, first of all, want to gatekeep it and be like, you're not edgy enough. But you're also gonna be like, oh, I love metalcore, A Day to Remember. And they're gonna be like, well, that's not their actual genre. And I found it made me like not want to talk music with people because they would just feel, I would feel like I didn't know enough or like,
yeah.
But like, just whatever. Like, One thing I found helpful, obviously it's hard now in the world we're currently in, but I would see like a tour announcement or like a tour poster for a band I really liked. And then I would look up like the opening acts that maybe I'd never heard of. And like some of them slap. Like I went to a concert in Ottawa once and it was like Escape the Fate was like the headliner. And I was like, yeah, sick. And then I went and one opening acts was Picturesque, who I'd never heard of before. And now I absolutely love them. And it was literally just like, I saw the name. I prefer being at a concert when I know some of the songs. Like, I think we can all agree that being at a concert when you don't know any of the music, you're just kind of there stinky. Like, okay, this is fine.
A little stinky.
Yeah. So what I tend to do is like, if there's an opening act that I've never heard of, I'll look them up beforehand just so I at least have some sort of like working knowledge of what to expect or like maybe even know the words to a song. And like, I end up kind of falling into this hole of like these bands that are really good and maybe aren't like as huge that you see like if you follow like alternative press or like Kerrang or like any of those magazines like on Twitter or that kind of thing. That's kind of where I found a lot of my music because I don't necessarily listen to bands that have millions of streams on Spotify. And like, to be honest, they're usually better. Stay tuned next week because we will have my wonderful friend Taylor who, big fan of like mainstream top 40 music and maybe country, but we're gonna have her listen to some of our personal favorites and she's gonna tell you guys what she thinks.
So yeah, stay tuned for that. Hopefully that'll be more interesting than anything Abby has said this episode. Until next time, for Record Skips, I'm Kellen.
And I'm Abby.